Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Autism Stories. I'm your host, Doug Bletcher, the founder of Autism Personal Coach. Autistic people are the true experts of the autistic experience, and Autism Stories is where we interview autistic people to learn from their stories, experiences, and get their insights. If you would like to be notified about each week's episode of Autism Stories, we suggest you subscribe on your favorite podcast listening platform. We would also appreciate it if you could give us a positive rating and review, as it will help others to learn about autism stories. On today's episode, Scott Steindorf joins us to discuss directing and producing the feature-length documentary, Understanding Autism. We hope you enjoy today's conversation. Scott, thanks so much for joining me here on the Autism Stories podcast.
Thank you for having me.
I'd like to start off by learning about your story. And where would you say your story in the autistic community begins?
Well, I guess at the age of 10, I started realizing something was off and the school did. And they said I was staring into space, living in dreamland, and was awkward socially, had a speech impediment. And so the teacher took me out, thought I was on drugs instead of being autistic. So that was my first diagnosis. I struggled a lot making eye contact, and early in my life, speech was an issue. But you know, I got into theater and performing at a pretty early age, so that kind of helped me identify as a creative person.
You've directed and produced a feature-length documentary, Understanding Autism, that will be premiering on PBS on April 4th. What do you hope people better understand about autistic people after viewing your documentary?
Well, I've been researching this for a long time, and I thought there's no comprehensive book or movie or TV show that really tells you what it is and what it's not. And so I did a lot of research and basically went around the world. You know, we filmed all over the UK, I think only 40 cities in the UK, United States, and Canada, with the biggest researchers. You know, what is autism? A lot of families, a lot of people non-speaking, and some that can achieve things. And well, let me back up. Understanding non-speakers and how intelligent they are was just incredibly, I learned every day. And so that was fun to experience all these amazing people and learn about what is autism.
You just mentioned that Understanding Autism was filmed in a lot of different cities, and you interviewed, I think, from my understanding, many different autistic children and adults. I was wondering, and you kind of already touched on this a little bit, but I was wondering, through meeting all these different autistic people, how these interviews in any ways changed how you view your own autistic and neurodivergent experience.
Well, every day I learn something new about myself through the interaction with other autistic children or adults. And what I really realized is that diagnosis and the way we treat it is so vital. And I hope that, you know, people watch this and realize, oh, maybe I'm on the spectrum, or our children are on the spectrum. I hope to really make a big impact on what it is. And what I really realized is so few doctors, pediatricians, medical professionals, therapists don't understand autism. So I hope to really impact the medical community and so that people don't have to pay $5,000 to $10,000 for a diagnosis. It's insane.
From my understanding, one of the non-speakers that you had interviewed was Elizabeth Bonker. Now, I've interviewed Elizabeth here on Autism Stories as well. What was your experience with Elizabeth?
Very emotional. She's extremely intelligent. And so we had a good experience, and that again, non-speakers, over 31 million around the world, don't have devices. They don't have the opportunities, the learning, the schooling of, to learn how to communicate what's inside them. And so I think Elizabeth is just a real inspiration to me about the work she's doing to help other non-speakers.
Now, one of the aspects of this documentary is that there's discussion about the importance of things like music, dance, art for autistic people that have been used to elevate their lives and careers. What suggestions do you have for autistic people that do want to pursue a career in the arts?
Well, I was lucky enough in the eighth grade to take a program called MARS, Music, Art, Reading, and Speech. And it changed my life. And it was my outlet as an autistic person to be able to express those, feelings. And just, I started writing when I was 10 years old. And so it gave me a opportunity to express and follow the career I'm on now. And I hope that many people, many schools implement programs to help children with the arts.
You talking about speech made me flash back to high school when I had to take debate class. And I took that class before I learned I was autistic, and I was absolutely scared beyond belief to talk in
Right.
front of other people. So,
Yeah. And there's so much shame and stigma that goes with autism. And so I hope our film really lets people know that we're just part of the whole system. We're all wired differently. And we shouldn't be judged just because we're wired differently than you. Just like race and religion and all these other topics, autistic people need a seat at the table, that our neurodiversity is sometimes our strength. It can be our struggle, but it's often our strength.
I ask this question because I read where you said that neurodivergent people have not been authentically portrayed in movies and television and also deserve more job opportunities in this industry. How much of that do you attribute to movies and TV not having openly neurodivergent people in leadership roles like yourself?
I think there is a lot of neurodivergent people in power in Hollywood that don't acknowledge their neurodiversity. I know a lot of directors and producers and film executives that are most likely autistic or on the spectrum, and they need to communicate that. Again, there's so much shame and stigma. A very well-known person has it and didn't want to get involved because he felt there was too much shame. So I want to eliminate shame and stigma of autism. And that's really the goal here, is to help people understand what it is. Neurotypical people, they don't understand it. And a lot of autistic people don't really acknowledge or understand what we can do to have better lives.
And that's why I used the word openly in that question, because I was definitely
Yes.
wondering about that. Do you think we're moving in the right direction in terms of more people in Hollywood being more openly open about their neurodivergence, or do we still have a long way to go?
We have a long way to go. I don't, because of my autism and ADHD. I had a substance abuse problem early in my life. And I went to 12-step groups and therapies, and nobody talked to me about my autism, you know, which is, I look back on my life and I go, if they would have known at 23 years old, I was autistic and how to help me through it, my life would have been so much easier and less struggle. And so I feel that people that are alcoholics and addicts and substance abuse issues, they're so open about it. We need to be that open about autism and ADHD. We do. We need to be that open, because the whole purpose of an alcoholic in AA is to help another alcoholic. So I've used that to say, I'm autistic. I can help a lot of autistic people. You know, I work with kids when I have time and people that are on the spectrum. And I think it's really important that we help them.
And how can our listeners learn more about and watch Understanding Autism?
It's on PBS starting in early April. It's on their streaming platform. In your individual cities, you can, or states, you can find where it's playing. But it's on the PBS platform, so you should be able to find it. And I hope everybody watches it and loves it.
And I was curious, what's next for you, Scott, as this certainly isn't your first film. You've produced, as you've previously been nominated for Emmys and won a Golden Globe Award. Do you have plans in regards to other future projects relating to neurodiverse people and neurodiversity?
Well, I just filmed a documentary on love for everybody, but it also highlights somebody with autism on it, just coincidentally. And I thought that was really a vital part of my film. But yeah, I'm open to, you know, I have a bunch of TV shows and a movie lined up. And, you know, I'm very lucky that I found my special interest. My special interest as a child was reading. And so I was able to make a career about reading books and turning them into movies and TV shows. So I'm very, very fortunate. So I think it's very important for autistic people and parents to really help their children with their special interests.
Well, Scott, I really appreciate your time today. Thanks so much for joining me. And I very much encourage people to watch Understanding Autism on PBS on April 4th. I'm going to be checking the theaters near me, because I'd love to see it in the theater beyond the PBS streaming platform. So thanks so much for joining me here today, Scott.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thanks so much to Scott for the conversation. To learn more about and watch the Understanding Autism documentary, check out the link in the podcast description for this episode. Here at Autism Personal Coach, our clients are the experts, our coaches are the guides. The majority of supports for autistics are not helpful. They try to fix us, not support us. That's why many are confused when we say our clients are the experts, experts of their lived experience. Our clients are the experts for what has worked for them and about the things they need and want in their lives. Our coaches first listen to our clients and then ask thoughtful questions, offer resources, and strategize with our clients so they can get what they need to thrive. Would you want a guide in your life to coach you to help you get the things you desire? If so, then visit autismpersonalcoach.com for more information. I hope you enjoyed this episode of Autism Stories. And if you did, if you could tell a friend, foe, or anyone else you know about it so they could have the same enjoyable and educational experience as you when listening to Autism Stories, it would be very much appreciated. Until next time, I'm Doug Bletcher of Autism Personal Coach. Talk to you then.